diplomatic efforts to quell a possible invasion. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Russian officials say they are willing to continue talks with the West about security concerns that led to a massive buildup of Russian troops along Ukraine's border and concerns Russian President Putin plans to invade the country. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the U.S. and its allies are open to further negotiations.
What we are saying to President Putin, with our European allies and partners, we've been working in coordination and lockstep for these past several weeks, several months, is that that door to diplomacy is open.
Britain's prime minister said Europe is on the edge of a precipice, but added there is still time for President Putin to step back. New York City fired more than 1,400 workers who failed to comply with the city's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The mayor's office says that represents less than 1% of the city's workforce. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is cracking down on coronavirus restriction protests by truckers that at one point jammed key border crossings.
Prime Minister Trudeau says he will turn to the never-before-used Emergencies Act to end protests of COVID restrictions using big trucks to create gridlock. The measure gives mounted police more power to engage protesters,
to impose fines or imprisonment.
It also allows action to clear clogged streets. It does not stifle free speech nor activate the military. Trudeau said the act declares the blockades illegal and warns the law will show little leniency.
Fox's Gernal Scott. A prominent Democratic mayoral candidate in Louisville, Kentucky, was shot at in his campaign office today, but he was not struck, though a bullet did graze a piece of his clothing. Police say a suspect was apprehended near Craig Greenberg's campaign office, adding they had not determined a motive. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The nation's capital is lifting coronavirus restrictions, including a vaccine mandate.
A requirement for D.C. businesses to check the vaccine status of patrons will expire tomorrow, Mayor Muriel Bowser says, and an indoor mask mandate for many places will be lifted at the end of the month.
We have seen since the height of Omicron wave entered the district in December, cases have dropped more than 90%.
After March 1st, masks will still be required in D.C. schools, health centers, libraries, and public transit, or any private business that wants to require them. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Ontario's premier announcing today that Canada's most populous province will lift its COVID-19 proof of vaccination requirements in 2 weeks, not because of the protests that have blocked the border and paralyzed Ottawa, but because he says it's safe to do so. A popular delivery service's new deal with McDonald's is designed to speed up orders.
DoorDash will charge McDonald's late fees if drivers wait more than 4 minutes. It will also charge McDonald's a lower base commission. The Wall Street Journal says the terms are part of a new contract that took effect late last year. DoorDash is making changes to improve efficiency and cut losses. It earns money by charging restaurants a commission on every order and separately charging customers a delivery fee. DoorDash also negotiated for McDonald's to cover the cost of refunds. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The U.S. has suspended imports of Mexican avocados until further notice after an American plant safety inspector in Mexico received a threat. The move shows the dangers posed by drug cartel turf battles and the extortion of avocado growers in western Mexico. U.S. inspectors work in Mexico to ensure exported avocados don't carry diseases that could hurt U.S. crops. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.